Absurd claims. Alleged victims, bystanders, and perpetrators have made a seemingly endless list of silly, bizarre, nonsensical, and outrageous assertions about their purported abuse as part of the orthodox Holocaust narrative. The following is an incomplete list of some of the more ridiculous claims that they have made, where no links are set in the online edition. See Rudolf 2019, pages 124 to 127, for sources. A child survived 6 gassings in a gas chamber that never existed, Moshe Pier. A woman survived 3 gassings because Nazis kept running out of gas. See this and several other miraculous stories in the entry on escapes from gas chamber. To stay alive, gassing victim breathed through a keyhole in a gas chamber door at Flossenbürg camp, where no homicidal gas chamber ever existed, and cursed the SS men when they opened the door, and then ran away. Arnold Friedman. Maurice Hubert's fairy tale of a bear and an eagle in a cage at Buchenwald camp, eating 1 Jew per day, quote. In the camp, there was a cage with a bear and an eagle, he said. Every day, they would throw a Jew in there. The bear would tear him apart, and the eagle would pick at his bones, unquote. Ari Goldman, Time Too Painful to Remember, The New York Times, the 10th of November 1988. Mass graves expelling geysers of blood, see the entry on geysers. Erupting, see the entry on geysers, and exploding mass graves, Kurt Marcus. Murder by shit, force Jews to lay down in an excrement pit, then force other Jews to defecate on their face until they suffocate, see the entry on Belzec. In huge concrete mixers, Jews were ground to a pulp, which then served as material for road pavement, Isaac Oakeshorn. Soap production from human fat with imprinted letters RIF, Rhinus Judenfett, pure Jewish fat, see the entry on soap from Jewish corpses. The SS made sausage in a crematorium out of human flesh, RIW, Rainer Judenwurst, David Orler. Lampshades, book covers, driving gloves for SS officers, saddles, riding breeches, house slippers, and ladies' handbags of human skin, see the entry on lampshades of human skin. Pornographic pictures on canvases made of human skin, IMT, volume 30, page 469. Mummified human thumbs, used as light switches in the house of Ilse Kork, wife of Camp Commandant Kork, Buchenwald Camp, Kurt Glass, The New York Times, the 10th of April 1995. Production of shrunken heads from bodies of inmates, see the entry on shrunken heads. Acid or boiling water baths to produce human skeletons, Mikosh Nisli, Philip Muller, see Matonio 2020a, pages 106-110, 130, 142, 202, for Nisli, 2021d, page 63, for Muller. Muscles cut from the legs of executed inmates contracted so strongly that they made buckets jump about, Philip Muller. An SS father skeet shooting babies thrown into the air, while his 9-year-old daughter applauds and shrieks, Daddy do it again. Do it again, Daddy. See the section Soviet Union of the entry on propaganda. Jewish children used by Hitler Youth for target practice, Soviet propaganda, as before. Wagons disappeared into a depression in the ground, into an underground crematorium at Auschwitz, such facilities never existed, Konrad Morgan. Forcing prisoners to lick stairs clean and collect garbage with their lips, Soviet propaganda, as before. Injections into the eyes of inmates to change their eye color, Langbein 1985, pages 383 and following. Artificially fertilize women at Auschwitz and then gas them, IMT, volume 5, page 403. Torturing people in specially mass-produced torture boxes made by Krupp, IMT, volume 16, pages 546, 556 and following, 561. Torturing people by shooting at them with wooden bullets, to make them talk. Smacking people with special spanking machines, Marie-Claude Vaillant-Couturier. Killing by drinking a glass of liquid hydrogen cyanide, which evaporates so quickly that it would endanger all those standing nearby. Killing people with poisoned soft drinks, Soviet propaganda, as before. killing prisoners during frost by spraying them with water, turning them into ice statues. IMT, Volume 7, page 433, Kaufman, pages 227 and following. Killing Dachau inmates with meat grinders. 20th Armored Division, Spring 2000, page 11. Underground mass extermination in enormous rooms, by means of high-voltage electricity, see the entry on Belzec. Blasting 20,000 Jews into the Twilight Zone with atomic bombs, see the entry on Ohrdruf Camp. Killing in a vacuum chamber, with hot steam, or with chlorine gas, see the entries on Belzec, Sobibor, and Treblinka. Mass murder by tree cutting, forcing people to climb trees, then cutting the trees down, Soviet propaganda, as before. Killing a young man by forcing him to eat sand, Rudolf Redder, see Matonio 2021b, pages 14, 40. Gassing Soviet POWs in an open quarry, Soviet propaganda, as before. Gas chambers on wheels in Treblinka, which dump their victims directly into burning pits, see the entry on Treblinka. Delayed action poison gas, that allowed the victims to leave the gas chambers and walk to the mass graves by themselves, before dying, also claimed for Treblinka. Rapid assembly portable gas chamber sheds, claimed by Adolf Eichmann. Leading people to death, then conducting autopsies to see why they died, IMT, Volume 5, page 199. Introduction of Zyklon gas into the gas chambers through shower heads, see the entry on showers, or from steel bottles, Kurt Gerstein. Introduction of Zyklon gas into the gas chambers of Auschwitz via bombs, Regina Bialek, Mirko Naon, Isaac Oxhorn, Jussi Tarbo. Mass murder with pneumatic hammers and in high-voltage baths, see the section Polish wartime propaganda of the entry on Birkenau. Provisional gas chambers in ditches covered with canvas, Otto Vulcan. A manure gas unit collected biogas from swamps, to be used for homicidal gassings at Birkenau, Matonio 2019, page 484. Murdering millions of children at Auschwitz, using wads soaked with hydrogen cyanide taken from vials, which never existed, Kurt Gerstein. Electrical conveyor belt executions, see the subsection Soviet propaganda of the entry on Birkenau. Bashing people's brains in with a pedal-driven brain-bashing machine, while listening to the radio, Soviet propaganda, as earlier. Cremation of bodies in blast furnaces, see the subsection Soviet propaganda of the entry on Birkenau. Cremation of human bodies using no fuel at all, see the entry on self-immolating bodies. Skimming off liquefied, boiling human fat from open-air cremation fires, see the entry on fat, extracted from burning corpses. Mass graves containing hundreds of thousands of bodies, removed without a trace within a few weeks, see the entries on cremation propaganda and lumberjacks. Killing 840,000 Russian POWs at Sachsenhausen, and burning the bodies in four portable furnaces, see the entry on Sachsenhausen. Eliminating corpses with explosives, Rudolf Huss, Vladimir Davidov. SS bicycle races in the Birkenau gas chamber. Out of pity for a Jewish mother and her child, complete strangers, an SS man leaps into the gas chamber voluntarily at the last second, in order to die with them. Blue haze after gassing with hydrogen cyanide, which is colorless, Richard Bock, Yaakov Gabay. A 12-year-old boy giving an impressive and heroic speech in front of the other camp children, before being gassed, Friedman 1946, page 72. Filling the mouths of victims with cement, to prevent them from singing patriotic or communist songs, Soviet propaganda, as earlier.